Robert, it's been bubbling along at the surface now for a few months about Ellen.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Simmering away.
About the toxic culture behind her show. And we read this story yesterday where claims of diva behaviour from Ellen herself, including allegations of staff were not to look at her or speak to her.
Not like Anchorman.
No, no, I'm Ron Burgundy. Absolutely.
No
way. He was for the people.
He was.
Wasn't he?
You stay classy, San Diego.
Exactly. Just read from the auto cue. And she also, Ellen had a sensitive nose and staff must eat mints before engaging with her. Now, last week on his Brisbane radio show, Breeny, who always joined us for the footy season, he's still working with Channel 9.
Yeah.
He's up there and he spoke on his show about the encounter that he had with Ellen. He joins us this morning from the wild show of 4BC in Brisbane. Breeny, hello.
Hey, Paddy. Hey, Rob. It is a rodeo show some days. It's rough as guts, my show.
Hey, mate, we're bareback as well sometimes. Oh, that's only on the horse.
Back it up. The horse is bolted.
I know, mate. It was back in 2013 when you were, what were you, EP executive producer for the Today Show?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in 2013. And so Swiss, the vitamin company, had worked heavily with the Ellen DeGeneres show to bring them to Australia to do a show or two, a promotional visit or something. And anyway, I'll cut a long story short. They talked to us at the Today Show. We were interested, and Ellen was going to co-host our show. Then she was going to appear on the show, and all these things were going to happen. So we took the show to Melbourne to coincide with her visit. And then in the end, it got watered down to Richard Wilkins would be able to do a sit-down interview with her. Mm. So it wasn't ideal, but we thought it's still pretty cool. You know, Ellen's going to be on our show and it's an exclusive.
Yeah, she's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. It was 2013. It was a big deal and it was good for us. And so that's what happened. So Richard Wilkins and I and one of the entertainment producers, the whole interview set up by Ellen's people at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Melbourne. And I think there'd been a cocktail party the night before. I didn't go to that. I wasn't interested in that. I got to feed a Chinese and lay in the hotel room. But then after we put our show to air, we went over to the Grand Hyatt and we had no control over the interview. Like Ellen's people set up the cameras, the lights, the seats, the everything. And, you know, it was like...
That's quite extraordinary for a TV show to actually give over control of all that stuff to someone else. That wouldn't happen very often, would it?
No, it didn't happen often, but at the end of the day, it was what it was. And, you know, they're going to film it, right? So that doesn't worry us. Anyway, so we get there. And so the producers sort of meet Richard and I and they start telling us how it's going to work. So how it'll work is we've set it up here and Richard, you'll sit here and Ellen will sit there. And everything, and Richard starts looking around, and I don't know whether he wandered off or anything. And then, to me and the entertainment producer, her producers, I can't remember their names, but they said to me, "Now, Neil, this is how it's going to work." I said, "Yeah," and they said, "Ellen will come in at 10:15, and she'll sit in this chair here, and Richard will be sitting there, as I've explained. And you're not to talk to her, you're not to approach her, you're not to look at her. We want you standing over with us." Where the monitors are, and there was a dividing wall between Ellen and the interview and the monitors. And I said, "What?" And they said, "Oh, you're not to look at her and talk to her or anything." And I was like, "Are you fair dinkum?" And they're like, "Yeah." I said, "What? I can't look at her." And they were telling me, "No, we want you to stand over with us." And I said to them, "I'm not here to get a selfie."
Yeah.
Like, we're here to do an interview. I'm not here as a fan. What am I going to go running up to Ellen like I'm in the little stand at her show and go weak at the knees because Ellen's doing a stupid dance? It was just, and I just thought to myself, well, I never got to talk to Ellen, so I can't bag Ellen, right? Because I never even got to look at her, right?
No.
I did sneak a peek out of the corner of my eye.
Oh, how dare
busted.
You? Oh, you mongrel.
Is that a confession?
Just, low life.
It struck me that, you know, everything was being done because they were making sure things didn't happen to Ellen that later on she would blow up about, if that was the case. You know what I mean?
Like,
And then I've read accounts from other people on Twitter and staff members and that who also got told they weren't to look at her. You know what I mean? And it just, to me, all those years I was at the Sunday Telegraph, I'd have the TV on in the office the whole time. And so I'd always watch the Channel 9 news at 11:30. Then at 12, the Ellen Show would come on. So I spent years seeing Ellen doing her dance and making people laugh and the world's most friendly show. Mm. And so when I interacted with the show...
What a contrast.
Anything but.
It actually isn't like that at all. Yeah. It's really weird. They're also in her... They were agog with her. You know, everything she said to Richard, they'd laugh. Oh, Ellen said something funny. And I had to say to them, hey, can you kind of not laugh because we're recording this to go on the show? I don't really want laughter in the background when it's going to air.
Yeah, pipe down. But they're weird with their stars, the Yanks. Like, it's like with Tom Cruise, I heard once, and I'm not sure how true this is, but if you wanted to work with Tom Cruise, you had to have armbands on so that you know how close to Tom Cruise you're allowed to get. And there's all these things, and their superstars are absolute superstars in America. They've got this funny feeling. Whereas in Australia, you can be anyone, and you can walk down any street, and no one... Apart, unless you're Delta Goodrum.
Apart from on the set of Better Homes and Gardens a couple of years ago with Rob Palmer. Ooh. Holy geez, I'll tell you some stories.
With who?
Rob Palmer. Oh, no. I'll tell you off air, Neil. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Put a sock in it.
The male is Don Burke. Wasn't great to work with.
Oh, jeez. Right.
Well, we better wrap it up. Neil Breen from Channel 9. From
allegedly.
And 4BC Radio. And Brisbane, if you're up my way.
Yeah, make sure you tune in if we're allowed to cross the borders one day. Hey, Breen, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
See you, boys. Have a great day.
Cheers, Neil.
He's one of the industry's best, isn't he, Neil Breen?
Too good.
Yeah.